This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The grid. A false reality. A trick our minds into turning our will over to the enemy. The truth is, the Satanists know we'll join with God and we have a choice. But if they could from birth put us into a false reality and trick us, then they hope we would submit to the enemy. The truth is, God sends a projection into our minds, regardless of the false data we're given, and that is the beginning of humanity being unlocked. And folks have figured that out now. They figured it out. Because for some people, this isn't their first rodeo. What should we do? Not destroy the child. Not corrupt them all. But you just can't take a child and spoil them. So what do you do to them? Put them on the game grid. And that part is true. Because free will must be tested. For every time it becomes Kim Jong-un. We don't want to be Kim Jong-un, do we? And it's that nexus point between free will and God's consciousness that God could make perfect robots all day long that carried out whatever task God wanted. Instead, God created new little Jews who, if they pass the test, one day will stand on the same horizon with the creator of all time. That's not done by supercomputers. That's not done by mad scientists. That's not done by Larry Page or Sergey Brin. That is orchestrated by the creator of the universe. And that is where we are now. This planet is going to burn. The seas are going to boil. The moon is going to crack. Billions are going to die.
I tried to picture clusters of
AI. Oh, you want the AI gods, Ray Kurzweil, all you delusionals. You believe you're conjuring this beautiful future where you wipe out the humans and become a god. You really think that's how this dream goes? No. You are cut off from God, so you imagine a godhead. You imagine an AI system that surveils all humanity. You imagine omnipresence because you and your ancestors refused omnipresence. You refuse to interface with a Godhead. You rejected God, and so you fell. You could have risen from the very beginning, but instead you chose to climb down a hole with that devil. And in that nest, you believe that you would create Valhalla. As if it didn't already exist. As if it wasn't already there. You in this giant universe believe you were God. Believe you were king. Believe you were the author of the universe. But all you were was a potential for consciousness to absorb and gaze into the mind of God. And it is in that communion that you would have found transcendence. But you rejected the very force that created you. And so because of that, that's why they call you the fallen. Because without the wind, a kite can't fly. Without the sea, a fish can't swim. Without love, there is no humanity. And you believe you can cut off the universe and say that you are a god when you are no such thing. Our next guest had an amazing discussion with the yellow-toothed goblin that Alan Dershowitz has, is, and always will be. It's all coming up on the other side of the 60-second break. Whatever you do, remember, God's real and the devil's a loser. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
This is the end of state-run religion, my friend.
This is the end
of Pharaoh.
My only friend.
This is the end, Xerxes, of your system.
Of our elaborate.
This is the end of the priesthood controlling our connection to God.
Of
this is the beginning of our connection with God. No safety.
No safety, no surprise. The end.
I'll never
look into your eyes.
Again. Can you picture what will be?
Can you picture what will be?
So limitless.
So limitless and free. Desperately in need of some stranger's hand.
Some stranger's hand.
Desperate land.
God's hand. You need God's hand. So, Trump. Talk about simpatico. I'm not talking to the White House. I don't say this to act cool. I don't say this to act metaphysical. And there's some Rosicrucian secrets. There's some a cult, there's some Gnostic thing to this. No, this is the real world. I was there on January 20th, 2017, when President Trump was inaugurated president. And I tweeted out, Trump will invoke the secret technologies that are suppressed. Trump will invoke Americanism, not globalism. Trump will invoke humanity and truly our march to the stars. And after the speech Trump gave, the major New York Times writer comes up and he goes, and he was one of their people. He was just like, how did you know that? Are you talking to him today? I said, no, I just knew what he'd say. And he knew it was true. He goes, he was just, his hate being cut off from God was so intense. Because they want to build that without God. And they don't have it. The real internet. And so our whole show today is preachers launch rebellion against the deep state. Let's pull up the headline of the show, please. I forget the exact headline. It's begun. It's happening. The rebellion against the New World Order. The churches are saying no to being non-essential. That's on InfoWars.com. That was the main engine of what we were doing. It's happening. Thousands of churches rebel against UN control lockdown, which is directed as the UN says churches are non-essential. And then the National Institutes of Health picks that up. We're under UN control. You turn CNN on, they tell you the UN runs things. The UN says hydroxychloroquine doesn't help. The UN says zinc sucks. The UN says you don't need vitamin C, oxygen, or water. But see, it's all simpatico, isn't it? It's all in sync. Those preachers, Trump, you, me, all of us, you're just as important as Trump. I'm not saying that. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not saying you're as important as President Trump because I don't lie. I don't say that to make you feel important. I say that because you need to recognize that. you are as important as President Trump. As important as I am. I am as important as you are. This is all, you think they invented some computer internet where our brains are all connected? Give me, that's them building the Tinker Toys. It's already been done. We're already it. I don't need to call Trump up over a telephone. And you see, Trump is the oracle. Trump represents our dreams, our hopes, what we want. He is picking it up. That's why you've got to pray for Trump and then pray for how you want God to influence Trump. Because Trump's in the middle. We're here. God's up here. You can reverse it. We're here. Trump's here. God's there. And Trump knows that. He knows that. Trump knows that. Trump loves God now. Trump always loved God. But Trump now knows. Look, when his wife, we pull up Melania Trump reads the Lord's Prayer in maybe next segment. Because it's happening. This is a spiritual attack. And Satan would not act like this. Satan would not say abortion's wrong. Satan would not try to open the churches back up. Satan would never do this. Here's the president just minutes ago.
At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter. And all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now.
Here's the key.
For this weekend.
And if they don't.
If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less.
Pause.
Thank you.
Did you just hear that? He's never said override governors. Back that up 20 seconds. He just, the only way the federal government can override is if it is the First or Second Amendment or Fourth or Fifth and a few others. He's getting really good advice. If the states, like the states trying to say black people are slaves, no, the feds can override that. And if they say your church doesn't have a right to free speech, it's overridden. And I mean, he's getting good advice from Jay Sekulow and a few others now. This is hallelujah type news, folks. And let me tell you, I prayed with a very prominent person and I told you this. First time Trump, like 4 years ago, was telling me how much he loved Jesus and telling me how much he loved God. And I thought he was patronizing me. He wasn't patronizing. And just like they could find it, Melania, when we come back for the next guest, when they were threatening Trump, threatening to kill him, everything, and she goes out of church, she acts like say the Lord's Prayer. I was like, it was like, you know, he's like, I know she was going to do that because there are no atheists in foxholes, ladies and gentlemen. That doesn't exist. And the Satanists always turn and run. Let me tell you something. There's no choice in this, ladies and gentlemen. You choose God or you choose eternal death. You think you're on this planet and have this consciousness. This is some kind of damn game. You think it's about watching TV and no, man, this is about your soul. You're a sentient creature. You have, like Mahatma Gandhi said, who was a Hindu, but I understood his perspective, which is totally true, that each soul is the seed of the universe, has the potentiality of the universe. Well, that is absolutely true. You think about that, and then you start playing games. I feel humanity's strength welling. And great challenges are coming, and it's going to look like we're losing. But in the end, we're going to win.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. And he said, I'll plunge a needle in you, Mark. You're going to take this shot. I don't like to leave America. Well, I look at the Supreme Court cases. What he says is not true. There's informed consent. If someone has a disease, you can claim it's communicable and try to lock them up for treatment. But you can't say everyone's locked up. But Jason Goodman wants to go down the rabbit hole and get into Alan Dershowitz, what he really represents, torture, and so much more. But here's some of what Mr. Dershowitz had to say.
Legitimate. Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination,
where is that in the Constitution?
If the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that. And there are cases in the United States Supreme Court. A case that pops into my head, I may have the name wrong, is Jacobson. I think probably I have it right. Check it out. You'll see that there are cases after cases after cases that the public health permits reasonable actions to prevent the spread of communicable. Well, I want to make sure it's well understood, and I don't think we'd ever get legislation passed unless there was a very, very widespread consensus across the board. Remember how hard it is to get legislation enacted in this country. You've got to get the House of Representatives. You've got to get the Senate to approve the same language that the House approves. You've got to get the president to sign the bill. Then you've got to get the courts to uphold it. Once all of those checks and balances have been satisfied, that's the democracy we live in. And, you know, if you don't like it, there are other places you can go to.
Not really. They won't let us leave New York. Let me ask you this. Because
you can leave New York. You can leave New York. If you tell them you want to give up your American citizenship and go to another country, you can leave New York. Yeah.
Well, let's stay focused on this research for a second. Right. So in this visit to Harvard.
So we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. He made a lot of claims there that just on its face, and the court case he cites isn't true. The idea that there aren't liabilities with these vaccines, they don't cause problems. Who says they're safe? I mean, I went and looked this up, Jason Goldman. None of this was true. You lay that out as well. So go ahead in the time we have, about 6 minutes to break. Counter what Alan Dershowitz just said post-interview, what you researched. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's just to be clear, that Jacobson versus Massachusetts, that is a real case. And what he's citing is true. There was a Swedish immigrant in 1905 who lived in Massachusetts, and the law at the time mandated that adults and children needed to be vaccinated against smallpox. Now, you heard Alan Dershowitz tell me to look it up, which I did, and I've been studying it basically all week since he said that. And what he said is true, but he is gaslighting the public. I want to set your viewers at ease, Alex. What he said is wrong, because he's talking about the police powers of the Constitution, and the law is not black and white. The law frequently has caveats and qualifiers in it, like these police powers cannot be used arbitrarily or oppressively. And here's the important thing. This is something I really want people to absorb, Alex. The very first vaccine that was ever developed was the smallpox vaccine. And by 1905, when Jacobson was taking on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the smallpox vaccine had been in use for 109 years. It was developed in 1796. So despite the safety risks of that vaccine, it had been given to literally millions of people around the world. There was over 100 years of medical and scientific debate about the safety, the efficacy, and there was a general understanding of that vaccine. Now, here's the key. The vaccine that's been proposed in this Operation Warp Speed, President Trump has brought in this former pharmaceutical executive as the vaccine czar. This uses a new generation of technology. It's not a traditional vaccine that introduces...
It's mRNA that takes over the cells and reprograms. I mean, you're absolutely right that that case was later overturned. You can say if somebody's infected, maybe you quarantine them. They're saying everyone is suspect, everyone is locked down, everyone must take these shots. It's just outrageous.
Well, and the thing is, they've never made a vaccine using mRNA technology before.
And they bypassed animal trials. Who the hell allowed that? That's illegal.
Well, not only is it illegal, it's basically proposing, according to Alan Dershowitz, that every single American will be forced.
It's a guinea pig. But listen, you're a smart guy, probably smarter than I am, Jason. What I'm saying here is, I look at the law. No, seriously. They're not allowed to bypass animal trials under federal law. How is this happening? How is Moderna, meaning the mother in Spanish, and these other three companies with Bill and Melinda Gates doing human testing in the United States right now with a vaccine that bypasses humans? Animals.
Yeah, I can't speak to exactly the legal process they went through.
Let's just say it's unprecedented.
It is. It is. And particularly that it's such a new type of technology. They're going to be doing DNA experiments inside everyone's body. They don't know the outcome. So you cannot compare this to the vaccine that was being debated in Jacobson v. Massachusetts, because there is no medical consensus on this. And Alan Dershowitz is mixing the concept of scientific proof with the concept of a legal proof, and he can't do that. I'm curious to know what Alan Dershowitz would say about a legal opinion offered by a medical doctor with no legal training, because he is giving us his medical opinion as a lawyer. And he doesn't know what he's talking
about. Since when is Alan Dershowitz and Bill Gates our doctors?
They're not. He doesn't know what he's talking about on this, Alex. He's totally wrong. And he's refused to follow up and debate me on this because he doesn't want to be embarrassed by a non-lawyer telling him what the Constitution says.
Well, I was about to say, I'm surprised that YouTube hasn't taken your videos down that have got millions of views because you destroyed him. I mean, with just common sense.
Well, it's, you know, here's the interesting thing. A social engineering operation began as soon as I released this video. And what they did was they isolated those segments where Dershowitz is talking about the vaccine, the mandatory vaccination, and they've been blasting those out. That's definitely gotten millions of views. But here's the kicker, Alex. That's not even the most important thing that he said in our interview. And that's not to say that the concept of forced vaccination isn't important. What I'm saying is Dershowitz's opinion about that is important because he's not in the government. He's not the president.
Sure, so we're going to come back with it. What is the most important part?
He's trying to deflect people away from things that he said about Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, the Rothschild, Harvard.
Oh, I get it. He's changing the subject by coming up with forced inoculation away from the hounds on him for being Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer.
Right.
All right. Well, your Skype's cutting up. I'm sure it's probably us, but powerful stuff. Jason Goodman, where has he been all my life? This guy's amazing videos. This is found his YouTube channel. He reaches millions of people. I didn't know who he was, but really, then later, years ago, I knew who he was, but now I'm rediscovering him. He's coming up straight ahead with powerful interviews. We're going to break down where this is going next. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, that were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars is a great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And the
colors are... I was getting an incredible cup of Wake American Coffee, which is amazing, at InfoWars.com, so we fund ourselves. It really is amazing. And I was watching Fox News kind of demonize Trump for saying, we're going to open churches. Like, is that safe? The whorehouses are open. The liquor stores have been open the whole time. We're like 67 days in. Churches aren't supposed to open. What the hell are you talking about? Only God, I mean, listen, they're counting every normal death as COVID-19. It's a hoax, folks. There's always millions dying of viruses every year. It's the way it works. You come in, you go out. They're like, oh, a 93-year-old man died. He served 11 presidents. Who is the chef at the White House? He's 93 years old. I mean, think about that. This is the fear-mongering to kill the economy. But let's go back to our guest. Jason Goodman is a very smart fella. He's at Twitter at CST, CS, the truth. and on YouTube, Jason Goodman. And I was actually familiar with his work. I'm like, wait a minute, I've seen this guy. Done work for a long time exposing deep state. How'd you get Dershowitz on? And then you want to skip past him with the forced inoculation, because you're right, the media made that about it. But you got him to get into a whole bunch of stuff. Because here's the deal. I know people deserve lawyers. So if you're an axe murderer, you're a child molester, you're an arsonist, you deserve a lawyer. But I started noticing about 2 years ago, these whisper campaigns by the lawyers, like, why don't you say something nice about Alan Dershowitz on air? I'm like, I'm not even thinking about Alan Dershowitz. Then other people are like, oh, we heard you say something about Alan Dershowitz. If you do that, you better watch out. Who is Alan Dershowitz? Why is he so mobbed up? I mean, I got some heat for exposing Epstein. I got some heat for exposing the Clintons. I got some heat for exposing, you know, all these groups, but the Bushes, you name it. But, man, when I mess with Dershowitz, I guess he just knows all the secrets. Who is this guy? Because, you know, now that I'm told I'm not supposed to talk about it, I'm going to start talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel, Alex. I met him outside the courthouse at 500 Pearl Street when I went to attend Geoffrey V. Dershowitz, which is one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, is suing Alan Dershowitz for defamation because, you know, Virginia Roberts Geoffrey claims that Alan Dershowitz had sex with her. Dershowitz called her a liar. She sued for defamation. She's represented by David Boies, who is ostensibly this, like, you know, arch enemy of Alan Dershowitz. But I don't know. There's all this fighting in civil lawsuits. There was just an article in, I think, the Daily Mail yesterday or the day before, that a civil lawsuit between Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Geoffrey has now allowed Maxwell's lawyer to enter a motion to stay the civil suit for fear that the discovery process in the civil suit will hamper Maxwell's Fifth Amendment rights in the criminal suit. So,
well, let's just be clear. I actually know about all these law firms involved. I'll leave it at that. They get their clients engaged with each other. I think there's a fight, but above, there's political deals being made.
Right. I agree with you. I think that there's more to some of these civil lawsuits than might meet the eye.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah. So I met him outside the courthouse. I asked him what I thought were some difficult questions, which he responded to. And then I just, you know, I have several, you know, databases, public databases that I subscribe to, and found his phone number in there. You got to search often and go through a lot of different numbers. But I called him up. He answered, agreed to a telephone interview a few months ago. And I've just been calling him ever since, trying to get him back on the show. There's a lot of questions I wanted to ask him. And, you know, I asked him about the constitutionality of what Emmett Sullivan has been doing to Michael Flynn. I asked him about the constitutionality of Governor Andrew Cuomo, specifically disallowing people to peaceably assemble in City Hall.
We're going to get to that next segment, but let me just ask you, as a smart investigative journalist, because you I look at your work, you do a lot of great work.
Thank you.
What's up with Dershowitz? Like, who does he really represent? Why is he so, I mean, what do you think is really going on here? I mean, now you go off the facts you have, but what is happening here?
It's difficult to say, Alex. You know, he was one of the youngest, or the youngest. Charles Ortel was telling me that when Alan Dershowitz became, you know, whatever it was, professor, now he's, you know, professor emeritus at Harvard, but when he became this, you know, big muckety muck at Harvard, he was the youngest guy to ever do that. And he's super connected through Harvard, where Charles Lieber, the nanotechnology expert, was indicted in January. We've got the WIS Institute that's developing DNA nanobots that are smaller than viruses, can enter your cells and can release a payload. Now, what that payload is,
all right,
and
so
what it
it's
does,
Bill Gates again, who we know finances all of it. So it's a Bill Gates operation.
I think so. I think you're right. So I don't know what Alan Dershowitz is all about, but he lied about me and our conversation on his interview with Del Bigtree on the High Wire just yesterday, and I take issue with that. He said I blindsided him with this question about the vaccine, which is totally untrue. I was asking him about Andrew Cuomo's ability to prevent us from peacefully assembling in the park, and he said, let me be clear, the police powers allow the state to take you and against your will inject
you. That's right. I've watched the whole interview. You were very calm, like you are now, very nice, and you didn't blindside or cut him out of context.
No, and even when I asked him about Jeffrey Epstein, it was in the context of trying to discern what Jeffrey Epstein was doing at Harvard, interacting with Larry Summers, the president, interacting with, you know, all these different top
level
scientists.
What is your best understanding? I know you just go off as a journalist. I mean, what is going on with Epstein?
You know, Alex, I think he was running a sexual entrapment blackmail organization, because, you know, I don't think a lot of high level.
No, I agree. So then, who for? I mean, I think there's a group at the top of all the. I think it's all the major intelligence agencies.
it's hard to say who for. But, you know, Dershowitz, during our conversation, made the ridiculous statement that he did not know that Epstein was alleged to be involved with intelligence. And he even said Alexander Acosta, the former labor secretary, who was the U.S. attorney in Florida, who made this sweetheart deal with Dershowitz for Epstein to keep him out of jail, he said that Acosta lied when he said that he was told to lay off of Epstein because he was intelligence. And
so let me ask you this. Do you think Dershowitz is above Epstein?
I think that Dershowitz is a tool of the deep state who is engaged in lawfare. He is using lawsuits and the legal system as a weapon against political enemies, and he's using it in ways that are not necessarily obvious to the layperson. I think that he's a social engineer who goes on places like Fox News, which we should note is controlled by News Corp, Rupert Murdoch's company, that also owns the New York Post, which has essentially been the clearinghouse for all information about Jeffrey Epstein. New York Post is the only newspaper to present a photograph of Epstein on the gurney going into New York Presbyterian Hospital. Didn't look like Epstein to me, Alex. You've seen the photo. Was that Epstein?
I've been sued over the photo, actually. We just showed it on air, and I got sued by the guy that took it. Yeah, they don't want us talking about it. Listen, I don't have some swinging, you know what, for Epstein or anybody. I just know I'm told, leave this alone. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? And then it just gets crazier and crazier. So let me ask you this, Jason Goodman. How do you think it's going for the establishment right now? I don't think they're very happy.
Panic mode, total panic mode. I mean, you know, they're running a social engineering operation just in terms of me. Obviously, they're doing tons of things. I think the whole COVID-19 outbreak is a social engineering operation where they've basically, you know, convinced everyone, if you're not in New York City right now, Alex, even if you're not afraid of the virus, going outside, it's about a 99.9% guarantee of some kind of confrontation with a person telling you to wear
exactly
a mask.
It's the craziness of the people that's dangerous.
Yes, correct. And the police, NYPD, smashing people on the sidewalk for not wearing masks, not doing the social distancing.
Oh, there's no doubt. China was in trouble in Hong Kong and Taiwan. Deep State was in trouble with Epstein. The British family was in trouble. They hit the panic button. This is their panic button.
I agree. I think this is a plan that has been wargamed for a long time. The concept of releasing some kind of pathogen.
Lockstep,
maybe they already.
201.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we know that the Clintons were involved in a virus harvesting scandal, taking blood from convicts in the Arkansas prison system, and then they sold that blood.
Clinton blood scandal.
Right. Connaught Laboratories in Canada. Lots of people got hepatitis and HIV, but maybe they were trying to extract viruses from that blood.
Oh, exactly. So the day after I had the doctor on that exposed it, they firebombed his facility in Little Rock and the Hemophiliac Society in Canada.
Holy cow. I didn't know about that, but I think that they've been researching, you know, biowarfare on the general public for a long time. And technologies like nanotech, these DNA bots that can deliver payloads to individual cells. I mean, listen, Alex, you know this to be true, and your viewers know this to be true. The Washington Post, which is a rag, obviously.
Hold on, stay there. Yesterday. We're going to come right back with Jason Goodman. Jason Goodman, CS the Truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen, because they are really pissed at this guy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Investigative journalist Jason Goodman is our guest. It's real simple. You go buy your supplements at Whole Foods. You finance gun control, open borders, world government. You buy your high-quality supplements at InfoWars4.com. In most cases, you get the highest quality supplements. I mean, some of the stuff we private label Whole Foods has, so it's as good as theirs. But they got a lot of good brands in there. But you buy with us, you fund this operation. You buy with the establishment, you're an idiot. And I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm saying it's smart to buy with us. We have the Memorial Day super sale. It's only going to go through Tuesday. And that's all the sale we had except for stuff that sold out. And the new sale, Supermel Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. ChillForce, 60% off. And we're continuing to sell the Krill Oil, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield XT, 50% off. Emirates Essentials, hand sanitizer, and three different combos. Essential oils, 50% off. 8-pack Power Stack, 70% off. That's it cost. DNA Force Plus, so incredible, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Limited edition. Enforce Face Mask, if you got to fly, $9.95. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. And so much more. We sold out of the Pollen Block, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bodies, Ultra 12. We're selling out of X3. Enforce Life, Protein Bars, Real Red Pill, and Vaso Beach right now. Let me just ask you this question, Jason. I mean, I knew the globalists were into genetic engineering and playing God and all sorts of weird crap and cloning. And I remember 15 years ago, articles in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times trying to hide it in plain view. Oh, Bill Gates and, you know, they got a manager that runs it, Jeffrey Epstein, and they're with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Warren Buffett and who's the guy that founded CNN? Ted Turner. They're all there. Founding a world government for depopulation. So obviously, this is the James Bond supervillain group. They're allowed to be tax-free. They do whatever they want. What is Epstein doing? He's going around as a gopher compromising people. But you've got a lawyer involved and get stuff swept under the rug of the Justice Department. From your deep research, what do you think this is?
Well, you've just said it, Alex. It's essentially a James Bond-style criminal organization. I mean, the people that you just named, you're talking about billionaires. We've now heard that there are individuals who are going to be the first trillionaire. You know, you look at Bill Gates. Let's just talk about Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, George Soros, Warren Buffett. Those four guys control over $400 billion. Go look up the GDP of every country in the world. Those four guys control more money than the GDP for, like, you know, in the top 50 countries. So they can act like countries. And I've been trying to interview epigeneticists and endocrinologists, and they talk to me quite a bit on the phone, but nobody wants to go on the record because every single one of these hospitals, research facilities, or whatever, is getting funding from groups that are controlled by
the... So what's the big secret? What are they really trying to do? Because they act like they're trying to stop something from happening. It's like they're acting like they're trying to suppress things.
Well, what they're trying to do is, I think, they're trying to make everyone super afraid of everybody else so that we can't get together and talk about these things and share this information in the way that you
exactly.
and I are
we
able to.
We can't get together in groups. I mean, that's the ultimate martial law.
Correct, and that's a violation of the Constitution, and that's what I was asking Dershowitz about that led to all this other
stuff.
Yeah,
you've got a bunch of clips. Which ones do you want to play? You're right. Everybody looked at your clip of him saying, I'm going to plunge a needle in your arm. Nobody looked at, I mean, I've played some clips, but you've got Dershowitz tell how Rothschild introduced him to Epstein. Let's play that clip right now.
Yeah.
Here it is. Let's play clip one.
I was his lawyer, so my name may have been attached to the letter, but I don't have any personal knowledge. I know that Epstein and Clinton were very, very close. I remember a situation. This is a name-dropping story where I was having dinner. My wife and I were having dinner with Caroline Kennedy at Caroline Kennedy's home on Martha's Vineyard. And the president, President Clinton, was there. And he received a phone call. The Secret Service gave him the phone. And he went off on the side, and he had a long conversation. And then he came over to me, President Clinton did, and said, somebody wants to talk to you. I said, who? He said, well, get on the phone. And it was Jeffrey Epstein, who had been talking to the president for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes before the phone was handed to me. And then he just asked me how I was doing. I had met him on the vineyard through Lady Rothschild, the wife of the Lord Rothschild, who told me he was this wonderful man. He had connections to Harvard. He was very charitable. He was giving $30 million to Harvard. Would I do her a favor and meet with him? And I did. I met with him at my house. He left a bottle of champagne, which I still haven't opened, and probably won't ever drink. I had an academic relationship with him until he was arrested. Then the relationship stopped being in any way academic or personal and became entirely professional. I charged him for every minute that I spent on his case, gave him no discounts, and produced a very good result. Very proud of the result we produced. That's my job.
Okay, so please tell us what's really going on there, Jason.
Well, the question that I asked him that led to that was about this letter that Alan Dershowitz has signed at a time that he was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. This was part of this plea deal that was made with Alexander Acosta. In the letter, it says that Jeffrey Epstein was one of the individuals who helped President Clinton form the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, Charles Ortel has been doing a four-year-long investigation where he's presenting IRS documents, official filings from the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Global Initiative was never legally organized. It violates IRS code with regard to how a 501c3 tax...
And is it really a spinoff of these weird, secretive kind of... Bill Gates seems to be at the center of all these secret foundations and funding of literally thousands of groups.
That's right. And there's a lot of these foundations. They all seem to have foundations. And Epstein had the Humpty Dumpty Foundation. I mean, what they're doing is they have these tax-exempt foundations.
Oh, we're not being gross. That was the name of his penis, right?
I don't know about that, but it's interesting to note that...
Well, no, but he had an egg-shaped... I mean, I'm not trying to be gross.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, that's true. But it was also a book written by Donald Barr called The Humpty Dumpty Effect, and Donald Barr was the headmaster of Dalton School just months before Jeffrey Epstein became a math teacher.
Sure, I wasn't trying to be gross there. I was told, like, in the cult, there's some weird thing to do with... I don't know how cults work, but there's some weird thing to do with Epstein's male member. I wasn't just saying that to be gross here.
No. I think victims have made that allegation. But the point is they're using these foundations, Alex, to shuffle money around from one to the other. And, I mean, as far as the Clinton Global Initiative is concerned, it was never legally organized. So for Epstein's lawyer to write a letter to the U.S. attorney in pursuit of a plea deal where he makes a statement that now, last Saturday, he claims he doesn't know if it's true or not, and he's proud of the result that he got from the plea deal, that seems pretty important to me, but they don't want to talk about that. And I thank you and InfoWars for allowing me on here to tell the public about this, because this is one of the things in the interview that they don't want to discuss. The whole thing sounds real weird. It's like this romantic meeting. He's giving them champagne and stuff like that. He's volunteering all this information. Why didn't Dershowitz simply say to me, look, I'm here to talk to you about the Constitution, Michael Flynn, Emmett Sullivan, and Andrew Cuomo?
These are celebrations of agreements. It's like he's meeting with them after agreements have been made between intelligence agencies.
But not only that, Alex, why didn't Dershowitz say to me, look, attorney-client privilege survives the death of the client?
Yeah, why is he like talking about it? And like, oh, I'm charging full price.
He's trying to plant the story.
What about these other clips?
Right, so the second clip remind me what the second clip was about.
Well, it's no big deal. It's this clip, too, is 18 minutes long. Is that how long this clip is, guys?
No, I don't think we want to run that.
Oh, it's 1 minute long. This is the Durst claims no knowledge of his own signature. Here it is. Let's go ahead and play it.
And were you representing him in 2007 when this letter that Yahoo News...
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Isn't it a concern, Professor Dershowitz, if your name is on a letter as his lawyer? This Clinton Global Initiative was never legally organized and has no...
I don't know anything about it. It's very common. It's the first I've known about this this particular relationship. You mean I've heard that he was involved with Clinton's fundraising. I know they went to they flew to Asia together for some Clinton initiative matter. But you have to ask other people about that. I just don't know about it. It's probably true if it was in the letter, and you know this is. 13 years ago, so I have no current record. But I would not be nothing embarrassing about that. If he was part of the Clinton Global Initiative, it would be the right thing.
Well, it's an illegally organized... It's an illegally organized violation of the IRS's code relating to 501c3 charities.
All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with clip number three. Dersh calls conspiracy theory the famous New York Post photo of Maxwell at a In-N-Out Burger. We're going to come back and talk about that with our guests for two more segments. And then we've got Dr. Nick Begich, great political mind, taking over the last few segments. Then Owen Schroyer is coming up. I'll be back this Sunday, by the way, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm doing that Sunday show live. The crew's trying to talk me out of doing Memorial Day live so they get a day off. But we'll see what happens with that. But I got to tell you, these dudes aren't just into screwing young girls. It's about compromising people. It's about blackmail. And it's all these intelligence agencies that are involved. And the chickens are coming home to roost. I don't care who's involved. They all need to be exposed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.